The Retirement Resource, Episode 10, Top Retirement Questions and Concerns. Welcome to The Retirement Resource, the one place committed to providing the information, resources, and tools you need to navigate the often complex world of retirement planning with confidence and clarity. We're going to discuss both the financial and non-financial aspects of a successful retirement, and we're going to have fun. Welcome back to the Retirement Resource, the place committed to helping you navigate both the financial and non-financial aspects of a successful retirement. I'm Bo Henderson, financial advisor and retirement coach, and we're going to do something just a little bit different today on the show. What I want to do is share with you what you shared with me. We're going to talk about the top concerns, top questions that you've let me know you have when it comes to retirement. Now, we sent out a survey and we've posted on social media and gotten a lot of responses. And I'm going to read 20 or 30 today just to go over for two reasons. One, I think it's good to know that other people have the same questions and concerns as you. And two, I also want to know if you have questions or concerns that aren't on this list. Because what I want to do is use this information to create future episodes of the Retirement Resource. So I'm answering the questions you have so that I'm addressing the things you need, whether it's resources, tools, bringing on the right experts. So that's really why I want to dig into this. So let's dig into this and listen to see which one of these applies to me, these concerns or questions, and also listen for, is there something here that's not mentioned that's a question or concern? And if so, I would like to hear about that too. So let's jump right into it. Some of the feedback we got, top questions, concerns. One was, how much do I need to retire? Okay, that's a valid question. And what I can say about this question that we get a lot is I can't tell you a set number. I can't say $1 million is what you need to retire because it's very individual and different for each person. So maybe on a show, what we'll do is cover the steps to go through to gain clarity on exactly how to answer this question. How much do I need to retire? Question two I have, can I retire on Social Security alone? Now, you know, because most Americans rely on Social Security for over 50% of their retirement income. It's an important topic, and we cover it and hit on it a lot here on the Retirement Resource. But I can say this, as a rule of thumb, relying on Social Security alone for your retirement is not going to give most people the lifestyle that they would want. So good question, something we can address further. Another question, will I pay taxes in retirement? Again, one of those situations that's very independent. So can we, how about, I think a better question might be here, are there ways I can possibly minimize the taxes I pay in retirement? Great topic for another show. Another question, how much will healthcare cost in retirement? I can tell you a statistic that comes up a lot, and that's that the average cost of healthcare for a couple over the course of retirement is over $265,000. So pretty expensive. And does that mean we have to have $265,000 sitting in an account? Possibly, but not necessarily. There's other ways we can address that too. Great topic for another show. And again, as we're going through these items, if these are things you'd say, you know what, Bo, I'd really like to dive deeper into this item or that item, let me know. Shoot me a message. Go to askbo.com. That's askbeau.com. And just say, hey, Bo, I would like to learn more about blank. Next question. What's the best age to retire? Another question, what will my retirement look like? You know, a lot of times people, there's a lot of fear and nervousness around the unknown or what to expect. And that's why we spend so much time working on transition, making sure that we're actually preparing for that transition instead of doing what happens more often than not. And that's one day I'm working, the next day I'm retired, and there was no transition in between your working life and your retirement life. So what to expect in retirement? There's some work that can be done there to often make that transition a lot smoother. Great question. Will Medicare cover all my medical expenses? Another great topic for a show that could be multiple shows. Should I pay off my mortgage before I retire? we could do a whole show on that. The deal with paying off your mortgage is that in retirement planning, it's a cash flow game. So depending on the income we have coming in, it depends on if we need to pay off the mortgage or if the mortgage is in the budget. But for a lot of families, paying off that mortgage can decrease the expenses enough that makes retirement a lot more comfortable and takes a lot less income to cover the expenses they're going out. And that's one of the reasons paying off a mortgage for a lot of families is a good goal. But we could dig into that because it's not always the case. And that's something you're going to find me say that's a little bit different from a lot of financial advisors or especially financial personalities. There's not hard and fast rules of thumb. There can be five situations, five individuals, five families, and the answers could be different for each person depending on a lot of variables and factors. That's why I always say be cautious when you're being presented with broad rules of thumb that apply to everybody, because that's rarely the case. Rarely the case. Another question I have, when should I start taking Social Security? Another whole show that we can do. But I can tell you this. I routinely do local workshops teaching Social Security optimization strategies, and it's not at all uncommon for every group that we present to that there are people in that group that are owed, that have left money on the table that Social Security, that they're eligible to claim from Social Security that they didn't know because they weren't aware of the rules. And another thing, I've seen the difference in strategy on taking Social Security at a certain age versus a different age versus taking a spousal benefit or a widow benefit, making the difference of over $100,000 for many cases we've seen by just knowing the rules and knowing how to put the puzzle pieces of your retirement life together. So big topic, Social Security. How do I best take advantage of Social Security? Or the way I like to look at it is, how do I get the most money back from Social Security over the course of my life or for couples over the course of our lives? And that's something important to look at. Another question, what's the best order for me to start withdrawing my money? That kind of goes along with the Social Security. Do I start Social Security at 62, then start drawing down my 401k assets after that, or vice versa? What other pieces are in place? And we really got to look at, how do we coordinate those benefits? So that's another great topic that we can cover, is how do we best coordinate benefits? Because we're looking for that same thing we were referencing. What is the most efficient, effective way I can get the most use out of my money, or the puzzle pieces of my retirement life? How long will my money last? Again, clarity, math, and looking for the most efficient solution possible is how we can get a really good picture of how long money will last. We can actually model that and project that. And why that's important is, unfortunately, the easy thing to do is do what I call the ostrich with your head in the sand technique. And that's just, don't really do the work to get clear and get clarity, do the math, and just hope everything turns out all right. And a lot of times that approach is what causes people to miss the little tweaks they can make to often save tens, if not hundreds of thousands of dollars in their planning. Should I buy an annuity? Same thing. We can do a show about annuities and not using annuities, what annuities are for, where they're good, where they're potentially bad. And I can tell you this, for some people, an annuity is the worst investment they can do. And for other people, it's the best investment they could do for a specific situation. We got to make sure that we understand annuities, we understand the types of annuities, and we make sure if we utilize annuities as a part of your overall strategy, that it's doing the job that the annuity is put in the assets that need to accomplish the right job that an annuity is good at accomplishing. So we can talk about that show. We get a lot of questions about the types of annuities. Should you use them? Are they bad? Are they good? And I hate to throw this at you like this, but it depends. Depends on your situation. Depends on how the overall strategy is set up. Depends on the other sources of income. It depends on the expenses. Depends on the longevity in your life. And all those factors we got to consider when we're coordinating our benefits. What kind of expenses will I have during retirement? Another piece of transition planning that we really have to look at and consider. If we don't have a good idea of what expenses we have in retirement, it it's going to be hard to know how much income we need to produce from the assets you've saved for retirement. So that's a part of that clarity work is let's look at the fixed expenses. And a way to do that is if I wasn't working right now, what would need to be coming in to pay the bills we have? And then we can come back with a second layer of that and we can say, hey, what will be dropping off between now and retirement? Are we going to get a couple cars paid off? Are we going to be able to knock out our credit card debt? Are we going to be able to pay off that mortgage? And those can all be subtracted from the expenses. And we got a real good picture of that cash flow situation. Another item, should I take my pension in a lump sum? A lot of times when employees leave an employer, they have options of taking a pension payment, rolling money over into a personal IRA, or taking a lump sum payment. I can tell you the one thing you really need to pay attention to that you do not want to do, you don't want to take a big lump sum payment and not account for the tax consequences of infusing a big chunk of taxable money into your tax return. So something to do with the planning and that transition planning into your income plan. So that lump sum of money really needs to be looked at as how does this lump sum of money provide the most income possible for me and my family in retirement? Should singles plan for retirement differently than couples? Yes, there's some very specific items that singles need to account for. And if you listen to an episode we did recently with Kate Stalter, we talked about the differences specifically of women in retirement and things they should do. But we could talk about singles as a whole and talk about different ways we need to look at retirement than you might if you were as a couple. How do I create an income plan for my retirement? The key with an income plan, and income planning is one of the core components of a successful retirement strategy. And what we have to do with the income plan, it's really built around clarity. The clearer we can get on the situation as it is, and the clearer we can get on the situation as it will be in retirement, the clearer we can make a successful plan. And the things we need to be clearer on are income, expenses, assets, liabilities, and things that will change between now and retirement. And we take all those into context, and we can create a really good model of what the situation will look like at certain ages in the future, like 62, 66, 70, whatever the situation might be. So that income planning piece, the key is to do the work to get the clarity to know exactly where you stand. You know, on this show, you'll hear me say a lot, you've got to be real to live rich. And what I mean by that is sometimes that kind of work of doing the income statements, the financial statements, it's not fun. It might be a little daunting, but go through the work. A good financial advisor, a good retirement coach should be able to walk you through that process and make it so that it's as painless as possible, but give you the security of the clarity that you need to make good decisions for your retirement future. Just a couple more here as we kind of wind down. Will my income taxes be lower now that I've retired? Well, recently we've got a nice tax bump for a lot of retirees with the recent tax reform that came across. But it's an analysis to see how much income is going to be coming in. How are our deductions set up? Do we have a lot of itemized deductions? If we had a lot of dependents, that could work against us and not in our favor. But for a lot of retirees, the bigger standard deduction from this new tax reform is going to offset all of that. And actually, in combination with the tax brackets overall lowering, it's going to give them a better tax situation in retirement. So something we could go into in detail, and we will. Another question, do I really need to work with a retirement advisor or a financial advisor? This one's tough because I have two sides of this coin that I want to talk about. One is I encourage you to take the role of learning what you can and empowering yourself to know what are these gaps? What does my income plan need to be? What do I need to do about, do I need long-term care insurance? Do we need life insurance in this situation to make sure my spouse is in a good situation? how do I best claim Social Security? So on one hand, I encourage the retiree to empower themselves to know what they need and how to navigate and create a good strategy for retirement. And how can we do that? That's a lot of what I do is I'll help people, whether it's through a course or through teaching or training or working face-to-face with clients, is just walking through a process so that you learn basically how to create a retirement strategy, how to know exactly what you need so that if you do choose to work with a financial advisor, you know what you need them to help you with specifically, and you're really putting yourself in the role of that captain of your retirement ship. And the reason why I think that's so important is because that helps you to avoid one of the biggest fears I see, and that you're going to be taken advantage of by greedy financial professionals or maybe unethical financial professionals or just financial professionals that might put their interest above yours. So if you know what to do, and that's why I'm such a big proponent of let's be empowered to know exactly what we need and not just blindly trust somebody in that role, but learn to co-create a strategy and work with them. So should you work with a financial advisor? Statistically, people do better when they work with an advisor, and there's a lot to be said with having a third party to bounce things off of, especially in a couple, to work through this process. So I do think it's an important component. But I guess my caveat is you need to work and make sure you're working with the right kind of advisor, and two, be a proactive participant in your retirement strategy. So that's what we can say about that. Is it better to have cash or keep my money in investments when I retire? Okay, good question here. So if we talk about this is talking about retirement strategy. And I can tell you in every scenario, you're going to need three buckets of money that have very different jobs. And the process of creating the strategy is what will determine how much of your assets need to go in each of the buckets. And the three buckets are as follows. One, we need liquid money, cash. So this is think of this as our retirement emergency fund. It's our backup. It's for things that come up out of the budget. And there's a certain amount of money we need to have in liquidity, right? Another bucket, we have to address our income. That's our income plan. And it's how do I utilize my assets, or what portion of my assets do I need to utilize to make sure I have the income I need in retirement? And then the third bucket is growth. And we have a growth bucket for things that may come up 10, 15 plus years down the road, such as inflation. Or if we need to infuse some cash back into the retirement plan, we're going to need a growth bucket to help account for some of those things. So is it better to have cash or keep your money in investments, as the question was stated? I think the right way to approach that is, how much money should I have in cash versus how much should I have working on my income, and how much should I have for long-term growth? Because that's having the right ratio for your situation is the key to a successful retirement strategy. And last question I want to cover that came in is, do I need long-term care insurance? And we can dig into this. We'll get some experts on long-term care to come in, and actually we're going to do some deep dives on this topic. But what I can say is that in the overall strategy, you may or may not use or decide to use long-term care insurance. But one thing that has to happen is it has to be addressed, meaning have we talked about what are we going to do if a long-term care event occurs? And statistically, it's very likely that a long-term care event will occur. So if that's the case, how are we going to address it? Do we have the cash to self-fund it? Do we have long-term care insurance? Do we have other kinds of hybrid insurance that would kick in and help us with that? So that's what you really need to know with the long-term care. Just make sure that in the conversation that we were talking about earlier with your financial team or your financial professional, that the topic has been discussed and it's not just left as a, we'll figure it out if it ever happens to us, because that's where people really get caught off guard. So that was a great list, and I appreciate everybody that participated, sent in these questions. I would love to know what questions that we covered today resonate with you, which ones are relevant to you, and also if there's anything on the list. And it can be very tactical and financial. It can be mental, emotional aspects of transitioning into retirement. What are the things that are important to you, the things you're concerned about, and the questions you have? If you'll let me know at askbeau.com, that's askbeau.com, or you can reply here where you're listening to the podcast. What I will do, and my promise back to you, is I will make sure we address those top concerns and we'll dig deeper and give you more information to help navigate that. Because remember, on the Retirement Resource, this is your show. This is your resource to successfully navigate the often complex world of retirement planning. The next time of the Retirement Resource, we're going to be talking about something that's overlooked often, but it's the emotional and mental aspects of a successful retirement. You don't want to miss that right here on the Retirement Resource.